Hello and welcome to another episode of the Classic Pinball Podcast. I'm here with my commander, Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hello, George.
Folks, today we're embarking on yet another game in Dave's basement. Today's game, Firepower. I'm going to do the mea culpa right up front. Not a game that I've played, I think, ever. Which is probably pretty strange, given they made 17,000 of these games.
What's the name of that game, George? What are we playing again?
Firepower.
Oh, yeah. So, George, would you like to know about this Firepower that I just finished?
Sure. What do you want to say?
It's a Williams Firepower. I just finished it. That's it. That's all we got, folks. Good night.
Well, I've got the app open. You can go do this on your own. We're talking a Williams System 6 game made in February of 1980. 17,400 units. It's a design by Steve Ritchie. Sound and software by Eugene Jarvis. You go.
Very nice. Yeah, Eugene Jarvis, who is also known as, his nickname is Cookie. Cookie Jarvis, if you didn't know that. So that's, you know what the reference is, George?
You told me this once before. I don't remember.
Remember the cereal from the late 70s, early 80s? It was like, you're eating cookies? I think it's called Cookie Crisp. Well, the guy there is called Eugene Jarvis, or Cookie Jarvis, or something like that. Anyway, back to pinball.
Oh, my God.
So...
Okay, let me go.
Well, we've been drinking. We have some Dear George beer we've been drinking.
Yeah, from Flying Squirrel Brewery.
Right here in local Waltham,
good.
Nearby.
It's good. Thank you.
You're welcome. So anyway,
first off, with this game.
Yeah.
It's got a cool back glass, and I really like the displays.
Thank you.
We're not going down the display road, guys, so...
Well, you know,
back off.
Yeah, it's gonna be fine.
So tell us how'd you acquire the game?
All right, so
give us the background like we always give, whether they like it or not.
So this guy about a year ago, he said he wanted me to do a Firepower for him because I guess he saw one of my Firepower restorations. I said, yeah, sure, I can do that. But then he went and bought one that was okay shape. He said, here, I want you to go crazy on this, and he bought a whole bunch of parts and gave them to me, and I brought some more stuff. So. Basically, this is the nicest Firepower I've done to date. It plays really well. Nice playfield anyway, but we touched it up. Playfield protector on it. Brand new CPR plastics. Brand new red lane guides. Brand new back glass from overseas with real mirroring on it. Buffed up the...
Oh, is this one of those from...
I think it's Coos.
Oh, he bought it? You didn't buy it?
No, I bought it.
Oh, okay.
I basically gave me carte blanche. So make you me a bought nice game.
This from Kooz.
I bought the back glass from Kooz.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. And it came. It's nice. The other one you can get is Planetary Pinball. I have one of those too as well. I'm gonna put in my game. I feel which one I'm taking. Either one. Cabinet was nice already. Maureen did some touch up on it. A little bit of touch up on the playfield, not much. A little bit of touch up on the apron, and buffed all the metal. New coin door inserts. Did warm LEDs, warm common LEDs everywhere. Did some tasteful red and blue LEDs as well. A little bit in the inserts, kind of dabbling in that. But mostly all incandescent because I want the incandescent look with a little bit of LED pepper, let's call it, some seasoning. And same thing, the back glass, put some colored LEDs back there with some white, warm whites. And new pump bumper caps, new drop target stickers, rebuild the flipper assemblies. Pretty much spent up almost like 80 hours in this thing. And also for the crowning touch, the customer also wanted a piece of optically clear glass, so that's on here too.
It's a sharp-looking game. I mean, he's going to be... I know it's a broken record, folks, but the customer's really going to like this game. It's a... Again, I don't have a lot of familiarity with this game because I'm more Bally than Williams, but it's a sharp game. I'm looking forward to playing it.
And here's a weird thing, George. You know, I think Firepower is talking to us because right now... Remember I said the Firepower in a previous episode... Williams Classic Games, I've had shorts with them, weird problems, build quality isn't as good, and you really have to do a lot of work to them to bring them up to the level of, being solid again, and weird quirks and ghosts of the machine have been chasing down. Well, I had a ghost in this Firepower. I told the customer about it, and he goes, oh, I don't care, you worked long enough, you know, it's fine, and it's like, well, I don't really want to let it go unless, there was one little light that was once behaving, it was always on. It was just a minor thing, but it was bugging me. It didn't bug him, but I said, well, give me a couple more days. I'll figure out before I deliver it. I kind of want it 100% before I give it to you. So we come downstairs to turn the game on for George, and I'm looking at the lights that's not working right. It's supposed to be solid on, and guess what it's doing? It's actually working now by itself.
So I'm good luck.
Yeah, you are. I hope it stays that way. Again, minor thing, but I gotta hunt it down, whatever it is.
So do you want me to use the brochure as a guide when we talk about the features of this game? Because the one that I have is this whole multiplayer thing that they're talking about. And I think I know what they're talking about, but I want to make sure.
I think because you can, well, I didn't really, you can actually lock a ball. I think you can steal locks.
So let's start there. So you can ball lock this game. Now, does it ball lock in the saucer?
Yes.
Okay.
Three saucers.
Okay, so humor me.
Wherever a green light is.
So I'm player one and you're player three. Mm-hmm. And I've got two balls locked, but player two comes in. He's not using my balls because the way that this is supposedly working is that it's unique to your game. So does it drain those balls out and give him a blank slate? And then when it comes back to me, it gives me the balls?
That's a very good question.
How does
George.
It do that?
That's a good. I played two player, and what it does, so say I was playing with PJ doing some play testing this game, and he locked the ball lower left, upper top. Saucer two locked, lost the ball. I was up, the balls were still there, but the green lights were not on anymore. So I bet you what happens is this. I bet you.
So how do you? Here's the question.
Yeah,
then.
How do you?
I can read here.
Yeah, I'm gonna say you get the one through six.
Well, let me recite.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here we go. The multi-ball bonanza. Wipe out the alien by making six center targets. The victory lights, one or two supercharged eject coals, and has firepower report back enemy destroyed. Boy, that's a sentence. Make all six targets a second time and light the second or third eject hole. Then send the ball spinning into the flashing eject hole. It's locked up while firepower kicks a new ball into play. Lock up the second ball, get a third, lock up the third. All three balls are fired into play at the same time on the command, fire 1, 2, 3. God, what the hell does that mean?
you'll see. Three ball multi-ball is what it means.
Yeah, I guess, this whole claim, there were multi-ball games before this one, yes?
Yes.
Right. This is because it has memory to go from, I guess... You have to perform something in order to get it into that locked saucer. I'm guessing you just perform it and the ball's already in there.
You do notice something on the back glass where it says multi-ball, right?
Yeah. I don't know. We got to play.
I think that's a registered trademark. They couldn't use multi-ball in a different, I think, in Gottlieb. They had to use, I don't know, Funky Ball or some other name.
Right. So you think Williams owns that trademark?
They did for a while.
Probably not anymore.
Not anymore. They okay. did.
So that was my one question. How the hell does that work? You can move the lanes up top like you can on other games. The only thing that I read, and correct me if I'm wrong, did they experiment with drop targets on this game?
They did. About maybe, I'm going to say offhand, 100 or 200 games maybe got drop targets. But what happened is they were so much right in your face.
You had to be destroying those drop targets.
Destroying drop targets all day. They're just being destroyed. They're
so
being
now
broken.
I don't know anything about Williams' drop targets. Are they better, worse, or the same?
When I was a child, and still I'd say the same thing today about these targets, when I played a Williams game back in the day, I called them cardboard targets. They're like a piece of cardboard you hit versus the Bally's.
So you're not a big fan?
No, you can't sweep them. You know, not like a Stern, you can sweep them. Bally, you can almost sweep them, but Bally's are known for being bricks. That's why I say Bally bricks.
Right. Unless hit them and they don't go down.
Unless you could really fine-tune a belly. You can fine-tune that to bring it back to nice, but it takes a little bit of work.
What else do we need to know about this game before I ask you to turn it on because I'm starting to lose interest?
Okay. Well, I wouldn't. It's a greater track mode. It's attracting you to sense play me. Oh, yeah. All new boards in the back.
How many boards are in a Williams game?
So you got an MPU, you got a driver, you got sound, and you get
so this isn't an all in, this isn't an all-in-one Pascal
deal.
This
is buy four boards.
This is just like Bally games.
Yep.
Okay.
And I had all new boards in here. Again with this classic Williams stuff.
So you're able to buy all brand new boards for this?
Yeah, I'll show you.
Okay.
Let me take it.
Okay.
You at home can just imagine this. Imagine if you will.
Gar Exp 9980.
Probably Exposition, Expo, Garage Expo. I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird.
So I'll turn up the lights okay. a
little
bit.
Oh, wow. Look at, wow.
What's that?
That's pretty.
It's a Christmas tree, isn't it, back there?
You got a lot of money in that back box.
Oh, yeah. Certainly do. In fact.
So is this one of the vendors that you talked about before?
Pinball PCB.
No, that's not one.
Okay. Cohort.
So what's the 36.1?
This actually shows you. Yeah, that's your 5 volts.
Wow, dial?
Dial it in.
That's, boy, that's old school.
Oh, yeah, but it's hardcore. You know, put it in there. That's your coil voltage. So as you're playing, you can see it go from 36. These are 28-volt coils or 28-volt systems.
Fancy.
So it brings it down. I found John Day. I'm going to tell you later about Flash later, next episode. John Day turned me on to a great fix on how to supercharge your flippers without actually having to put retrofit new WPC
so does that
in there.
Does this board give you the ability to change it?
No, but a special upgrade in a capacitor on the old school board does. I'm trying to figure out how to do it on this board here. I got to research how to do it, supercharge this one to get the flippers. So what did I do with this game too? Instead of the old clunky Williams flippers you get from this time frame in the 70s and 80s, I took all that out and put in WPC mechs in from the 90s with really bullet, nice solid hit.
Is that something a lot of people do with these games?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, that's a big upgrade.
Okay.
Yep. The this
wow, board, look at all those thin displays. So these displays are all new too?
These are all new. These are all Weebly's. Weebly red displays.
Man, those look great.
And especially, see, they look good now, but when you put the black on them, and he didn't have orange available. It's like, well, you know what?
This the red
good
looks red. Good.
The red looks awesome in this game.
Oh, so it would look like a Bally game because
like,
that was the tech.
Like that game
because that was the technology from back in the day. No. Everything was. I don't remember a lot of red displays when we were.
Game Plan.
Okay.
And Superman.
Okay.
That's I put smoke on this back of this. I put smoke film. See.
Why?
These are usually clear.
Oh, okay.
Because watch what it does to the numbers. Because now it makes it all...
Takes them down a little bit?
And it makes it look like there's just one display there. You don't really see individual blocks as much.
Right, it looks good.
Especially when you turn it off, you don't see anything. If you turn this game off over here...
Right,
you see it's like this is black.
Yeah, no, that looks good.
Yeah, it's nice.
Okay.
You know, we spare no expense or effort here, folks.
No,
we spend time.
You have customers who are... let's say very generous with their money.
Generous, and they pay for good stuff. So I'm going to give it to them.
Okay, so this has got a kicker too, I guess, on the left-hand side. And everything up top, the lanes up top give you the multiplier.
And it's lane change.
So it's a straightforward game.
I think it's either the first or one of the first with lane change. But they advertise lane change here on the game. Does it say, it must have claimed the fame in there. Does it say first or maybe not?
Ball Saver Shield exclusive lane change. They trademarked that.
Okay, so this game in Flash is 79, no lane change. And right. They have four lanes like this one. This one is, so they just...
I like it in what...
But Bally doesn't do it, really.
Yeah.
Later on.
Skateball.
Okay.
It's, right, but I wish it was in other games. So yeah, what game would it be? So what other game would it be?
Makes it too easy.
Yeah, maybe.
That's why I like that. This, I felt like back in the day when Williams did this lane change... It was,
so you
it
put
was,
a lot of money in this game.
Cheating.
You
oh,
played
yeah.
this? Okay.
Oh, you're going to like this game. This is.
Okay,
you,
well, it's...
Did you ever play Sarah's up at the arcade in Pelham when she had this one up?
I'm being honest. I really don't remember ever playing this game.
She had a real... Someone did a real...
But I wouldn't. But you know me.
This thing plays like...
I know everybody thinks it's a gag, but there's a lot of stuff I've never played before. That's why we're a good little team.
This is the best firepower I've ever played.
You know,
that's
Mr.,
not just me saying that.
Mr. Uninformed hasn't played a lot of stuff. You, who repairs everything and has seen most things, so...
Oh. And I'll show you something else. So look next door over here, right? The original plastic set is like this. See that metal? It's like that.
Right, like on Embrace.
Right, go over here. What does this one have?
Plastic.
Firepower. That's a CPR special. They put that in there.
Oh, okay.
So it makes it, it dresses it up nice.
Oh, is it still metal underneath?
Yeah, metal underneath. You put it on top.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it looks nice. I mean, he's not going to be disappointed.
I don't think so. I wouldn't be.
No.
I'm ready to keep this thing. Talking about.
Well, let's play. Stop.
Quit talking and start chalking.
I'm gonna have a drink.
I actually got a drink too. Actually, I have a drink. I think we're all good. You want first or second, George?
Show me.
All right, I will show you.
I know this is a bad decision, but show me.
And it does something different. That's player two. Here's player three. And finally, isn't that cool?
That sound was in.
Defender or something.
No, Black Knight.
Yeah, Black Knight. Yep. His player four. That's Defender.
Yeah, you need to record some of these.
Isn't that great?
For me. Okay.
As you're unaware of this, we shall start again.
So who sells, does Steve Young sell the bumper caps for this? Or somebody else?
Good question, because the customer supplied a lot. The customer supplied the plastic set, the
pop
bumper.
So you didn't have to do much hunting. He just gave you the box full of stuff and said, go at it.
Yeah, he gave me the artsy stuff. I had this, you know, the techno stuff. That was me.
Right.
You know, he sourced a lot of that. So let's go. Here we go.
Doesn't matter. He saved his cycles.
Oh, yeah, great. And wait for it, though. Worm, worm, worm. Until you shoot the ball. All right, shoot the ball.
Yeah, you have to definitely record all this for me.
Here it goes.
Okay, so I'm going to ask another question.
Go ahead.
Why aren't the bumper caps lit?
They will be. You have to...
So you have to light them.
You have to light them.
Oh, well, that's different.
How do you light them, George? I forget. Someone out there knows how to do it.
Why do people even bother to lit?
I don't know.
I'm really wondering why they listen to us.
Hey, you know, I spend more time restoring these than playing them.
Is it sheer boredom?
Ooh, enemy destroyed. It's like the thing said, George. See that?
I heard it.
Isn't that
I
great?
Saw where you put the ball.
Oh, there
okay,
you go.
So
pop
now the bumpers.
Lit. So I get another one. The other that.
Only two.
No, now two. Okay.
Yeah.
How do I get the
so
other
they're
one
changing. Every time you have a switch hit, they're changing back and forth. Okay, so I like that.
We'll get in there. Yeah, I definitely need to do one of these for me. I have a nice one they make for me.
It's got a good sound package so far. I mean, it's, you know, again, not that I'm any expert, but it seems like it's got the Steve Ritchie flow to it. Would you say that?
I'd say it's my favorite classic Williams games. It's a great game. Yeah, has that flow going?
They made 17,000 of them, so.
It was a hit. Still is a hit.
Okay, so I need to get it up the top. A little short. little short on the, and that's done.
Put it this way, George.
So after ball one, folks, why do I keep doing
George,
this?
George, what happened? Where's George?
180,000 to 7,000. Why is nobody's ever surprised? Listen just because of you humiliating me every week.
You know, obviously, I didn't fix this game good enough. That display is way off. It's missing a couple digits on the front.
No, that's my game at home.
Oh, okay.
Not this game. Last episode.
Last episode ever? No.
No, last episode we talked about
good,
my
George.
Display thing. They don't want to hear any more. They don't want to hear any more about displays. They want to see me display some accuracy and actually try to do something here.
I just tried to do a drop catch and it spun right off my flipper. Yeah. I let it go a little too early.
Okay, come on. Okay. We got three lanes now. Now go back up in there and give me fourth lane. There we go. Fourth lane. So
nice.
What's that do for me?
Multiplier.
Oh, that's right.
Those
the multiplier. So.
Yeah. Well, that's good too.
Yeah, but it went out the drain.
It's true.
On the right. God, I'm awful.
Dude, it's your first time playing this. It's your first time playing?
Yeah, I'm better than that though.
Oh, hold on.
But I'm not hating on it like I normally am. So I like it. So far, I like it.
Yeah, you might get a Williams. You might be your first one.
No, that will never happen.
No.
But when you do your game, I'll play yours. And again, down the left-hand side. So that's the end of the game. Okay, we got to play again. That was horrible.
All right, here we go.
Okay, Dave won the first game, 210,000 to 63. That was a really poor showing.
My high score so far, I haven't played much, is 536. So see if we can hit
really?
That.
That's it?
That's it. I've only played a couple times.
Oh, well.
Probably played 10 times.
That's never surprising because everybody always hears that.
I have to force
this plumber's actually fixing pipes
right,
rather
exactly.
than...
I got to force myself to actually play test. I want to play test, but I almost feel guilty because it's so much fun to do. But it's like, you know what? It needs to get done and...
Well,
if someone's going to do it, might as well be me.
As I've said before, and I'll say again, I always love coming here because I always get to play something I've never played before. And you get to hear me do poorly. And Dave has got 6,000. Does it have a hold on the bonus, and does the bonus reset after every game?
I think it does reset. I think it does.
So, A, you don't know if you can set thresholds. B, you don't know if this can stay for the next ball. Because you haven't played it enough.
I haven't played enough. I'm still...
Do you not... Did he not give you a manual, or...
I got my own manual.
Okay.
Notice the holes, too. See the, see the saucers?
Oh, man!
Boy, oh, boy. That came down quick for you. You know what it's called, George? It's called smooth flipper feed.
No, that's called...
There's no hop there.
That's called poor gameplay.
Notice the holes? See
what
they're
doing? Yeah, I like the color. So that's a color-changing LED?
It's called a fire LED. It looks like fire. It's fire in the hole. Fire power. See that? Three of them.
What kind of bulbs does this game take?
What? This is a 44s, 47s, that style.
Okay. And that's a multi-filament or a multi-LED bulb?
Yep.
It pulses and... Huh, where'd you...
Look at the flash
next
door.
Where did you get that?
Comment. Look at the flash next door. Look at that hole. See what that one's doing.
Oh, it's blue.
No.
And purple.
It's changing. It's a color changer. It's different.
Oh, I gotta get me some of these.
Yeah, it's fun. You can do some fun stuff with it.
Okay.
George, we're gonna embrace LEDs. No,
hooray!
George.
Hooray!
No, say...
Hooray!
It ain't so.
Hooray!
No, I can't. I won't.
Oh, God.
Get in there.
One thing you didn't do, and that might be customer choice. You didn't put clear rubbers on the slings.
I didn't. I decided to keep that classic. I kept that white. You know, it's part of it. Basically, it's like some...
Okay.
It's rubber,
I need to...
It's rubber privilege.
No. Oh, that was a nice... Oh. Don't hit the center targets in this game. I know that's a big part of the game.
But
oh, my, yeah,
you just get hit the right way.
Yeah.
No. Right, I gotta get multi.
I have
here.
Not learned yet.
This is ball three. I have nothing locked.
So this is a pretty tough game, then.
Yeah, it is a tough game. Sure.
Yeah, I'm sure the tournament players of the world would probably not agree with that. But
once you get going in this game,
it's a sharp looking game. So you got the shield on the left hand out lane.
That helps.
So
a lot.
That's basically a kicker.
Right.
Okay, so that's a good thing. Yeah, it's got a spinner. The spinner's you got that juiced, which is nice. I'm gonna give this a strong B+. It's probably maybe an A, but I'm gonna play this again.
Right.
Maybe not this one, but
sweet.
Okay, so Dave locked the ball in the saucer up top, which is nice. He's got 15,000 bonus, and he's going for the multiplier, and the right outline is not very, very nice. What are you doing?
Mid-game adjustment. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, this is the last ball. This is the last game.
Yeah, ball three.
Okay, so I got the multiplier, but I have no bonus.
Nice shot.
So I got it back up top.
It's only 100 points there, but he's still trying to get
the multiplier. That's okay. I want to get the multiplier. Nope. Okay, back up top again. And lane two. So I need... Nope. Okay, still two lanes. Okay, in the... Oh, that doesn't hold.
Okay. Like green. It has to be green.
Okay, so this game definitely... This game definitely has flow.
You can... it does. You can steal my lock up there, I think. You just have to get the other orange... Two more orange ones. Four and five.
I'm late twice on that.
You gotta kind of shoot early.
Yeah. No.
Ugh. Not bad. You're getting somewhere.
No, better, but still not good.
It has that one more game appeal, doesn't it? It has that one more game.
If I had this game, I try to play every night. I would put between 5 and 10 games on this every night.
Wow. All right, well, that's
well,
a compliment.
I'm not very good, remember? I've been playing Embryon, and folks, I know I've been teasing that forever. We're definitely going to do that game this year.
I have three of them.
And I have two
for sale.
And I have to thank Dave. Oh, so you have two for sale. Okay, we'll hawk them when we do that. But I have to thank Dave because you repaired that soundboard. Man, the sound on that game is awesome. You did a really good thing for me, and thank you.
Oh, I'm glad that worked out.
So you're gonna do another good deed.
Hey, when do I get off the hook of George's delivery service?
Probably never.
Never.
It's like the episode we just did. I'm gonna make you an offer you can't refuse. Ooh, no comment. Wow.
I get it. It's from what's it called? The Sopranos, sort of.
Oh.
The other one.
It's gangsta talk.
Oh, sucker.
Okay, here we go. Oh, Dave is rocking the game. Are you setting the pitch on this game as we play?
Yeah.
Are you saying that it's tilted to one side?
It's going slightly to the right. Maybe.
God, I wish you were at my house. I hate doing it by myself. I need you to come over again.
There you go. Yeah, level up next year.
Okay. I am done hitting those stupid targets. Like that.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Why do I keep doing that? Yeah, I'm not liking the outlanes on this game, and I'm certainly not liking those targets.
Yeah, they definitely don't have that nice bally rubber at the end. It's this dead thing. Yeah, that's good. If I backhand the two, maybe.
I mean, the game is great looking.
Isn't it pretty? With all the blues and reds?
You did a really nice job.
Thank you.
Like I said, he's going to put a load of games on this thing.
He even said if I couldn't fix the weird problem, which I think I just did, it fixed by itself, but it might come back. He said, don't worry about
it.
You can day spot sometime.
You're going to F it up again because you're going to pull the glass off to do something else.
Yeah, I hope not.
And, sorry.
Oh, well. Well.
You can tell us in the next episode.
Okay. I'm just glad it's not a board issue. Get in there.
Well, geez, you've got probably $1,000 worth of boards or more in this game.
Yeah, no kidding. I know a lot.
Right?
Yep.
Got it. But, hey, you're lucky that they make all the stuff for the game. But when you make 17,000 of them, I guess there's a need.
Well, also, it goes, those rewards go in all Classic Williams games.
Well, you were talking about Barack earlier.
Barack Obama?
No, Barack and I.
Oh, Barack and I.
I can't even. I'm not even allowed. Anyway, I've bought things from him. He does a really, but he's expanded his repertoire, as they say.
Certainly.
But a lot of stuff, you know, as we said earlier, just, you know, a lot of shortages still on stuff, unfortunately. I mean, you can't even buy a Bally rectifier board from him. They're all sold out. You can buy a blank.
Oh, but, I should have had that. It was
I
dumb.
Mean, who wants to go through that hassle of accumulating? Although I probably have most of the parts for one.
Well, we got 244 on ball two.
To 15.
To 15,000 on ball
just
two.
Just don't rub it in.
You can do it, George.
Yeah. You can do it.
Go get them.
Rubber band man. And down the middle again.
Get better, George.
God,
get better.
I am awful.
Oh, every freaking time off there. I just... Oh, it's so annoying.
So I'll revise my number. If I had this game, I'd have to probably play it 20 times a night. Because I'm so bad at it. Just give me one ball. Just one. I'll tell you, that ball comes firing down that lane if you're not paying attention. Like that. Okay, finally I got the shot. And I got the multiplier. Okay, so let's see if I can get some points here. So every time I hit those targets in the middle, is that giving me bonus?
Yes.
Like
yep,
that?
Yep, bonus.
Which I really don't want to do like that again.
All you need is a six.
No.
Okay. Is that six on the end there? Oh, so close. That's a tough shot, too.
Oh, no.
Oh, save. Save. Pop-up reaction. Put the backhand of that six right there. God, I can take the shot right here.
Okay. Okay, I got it. Okay. Okay, multiplier.
Three times
multiplier.
Oh. You want that?
Oh, wrong flipper. Oh.
Well, you were doing something good there. Double match? No double match.
Better, but okay. Unless there's something else, I think we're going to cut. We're going to try something new in this episode. This is a double episode of Steve Ritchie. We've just entertained you with Firepower. Now we're going to the 1978 game by Williams, Flash. I'm here with Dave again in the basement, and he's going to tell us a little bit about what he's done with this game, whether he's acquired it, came from a customer, you know the drill.
George, when I first heard you say we're going to do something a little different, I thought you were referring to we're going to give out our preferred pronouns.
No, I thought you were going to say you're actually going to play pinball a lot better than you usually play.
That too.
Stop. Okay, some of the background. I already told you that Steve Ritchie designed it. Dave might know this person. Sound and software by Randy Pfeiffer. Never heard of them. And the art's by Constantino Mitchell and Janine Mitchell.
I will say the Pfeiffer guy, he was known for playing in high school, fife and drum. Pfeiffer? Drum? No.
Why do anyway, you continue to try? Stop. Maybe they made it. No, you probably told a dumb joke at the beginning of the other episode, too.
Those are dad jokes.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to start coming with dad jokes. And anyway, so we're here in front of Firepower. We're in front of that, too, but we're in front of Flash. Yeah, you probably figured out we're doing a double episode because both games are side by side, and Dave and I had the opportunity to do two shows. So
just because they're both start with F doesn't mean you give them an F. I'd say
I'll give you an F.
I'd give them an A,
give me
an a
F.
And a B. A and a B.
Give
a,
me an F.
Give me an F.
Yeah.
wonder if I give an F. No, I guess I do. I give two Fs.
Yeah, you do. Okay, so I had the brochure in front of me, and it says, New Thunder and Lightning Playfield, whatever that means. Super Flash. Front-end programming. Well, that's an interesting thing. Four-player. Yeah, so what? Triple. What is a triple sound option?
Triple sound option means you can take the rudimentary...
So you can stack the sounds. Sounds and voice. Does this thing have voice?
No. It has...
Oh, this doesn't have a voice.
No. Before voice. This is pre-voice. Firepower's okay. Voice. Gorgar's voice. This one, no. Right before Gorgar, no. Made a crap load of these, though.
19,000?
Yeah, a lot of... Yeah, a lot of these around. People love
no
this
wonder,
game.
No wonder they love Steve Ritchie. I mean, two games back-to-back, on top 78 of that, and 80.
Everybody who played Pinball back in the day has seen or played a Flash. They've seen or played a Firepower. There's so many of them out there.
I'm going to ask, did Steve Ritchie make a game in between these two?
I think he did. But what is it? I don't know offhand.
I don't know either. We'll look it up.
I mean, they're too far apart technology-wise.
So this game has already won me over.
This one has?
Yes.
Really? Okay.
Well, what does it have that I like?
Drop targets, George.
There you go.
Are you saying you like it better than Firepower right now?
No, that's a really fun game.
There's no, drop targets here.
But that was a fun game.
Yeah.
No, I would hate that game if it had drop targets in the middle. No, it would be worse. It's bad enough. It would be worse. But this has got drop targets. It's got one in the middle and one off on the left-hand side. It's got a third flipper, which is cool. It's got one saucer. So, you know, it's kind of, you can tell it's made by the same guy.
Do you know that, see the little blue arc in the middle?
Probably do not.
That says Flash on it, pretend it goes Flash?
Yes.
Do you know where that's where the original flash lamp came from in pinball? They call it Replace the Flash Lamp number 906. It came from this game. This game is the first game with a flash bulb.
I need to ask the question.
Yeah.
Was there a TV show and or a movie?
No. This is all original stuff. But they were going to do a special version of this game for downtown Detroit and downtown San Francisco. It's called Flash, but actually it was a guy in a trench coat, and he would flash open animation on the back glass.
Stop.
They decided it wasn't play too on Peoria, so they stopped.
Okay, turn the game on. Turn the game on.
Okay, make it stop.
You're done.
Turn it off.
What is that from?
I gave that to you. You gotta use that. You gotta put that in.
I still have it. But what is it from?
I think it's 8mm. No, it's George C. Scott plays a father of a daughter who got into porn and he didn't know about it. He went to
I've seen that movie. Theater
to see, and all of a sudden he's seeing it to make sure it's true, and he sees it's true, and he's like, turn it off! It's the best scene when he's just like, you don't even see any of the stuff.
You don't see any smut,
you just see his reaction
to it. I've actually seen that movie, believe it or not. And you know what movie I saw recently, and I was thinking of you?
Which one?
Have you watched Godzilla versus King Kong?
Godzilla. No, I have not. Is that a new one or old one?
You on your TV and sound system. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I'm like, oh, this will be great. This will be great on Dave's sound system. Yeah, there. The plot's a little...
It's based on the 50s stuff. It's 50s.
Forget about the plot. If you want some mindless entertainment with monsters that are going at each other... Sign me up.
I'll give you a sample later when we go back upstairs. I can put it on real
quick.
But
there's more to the story, and I don't want to ruin it. But
it's brand new. Is it brand new?
It came on cable 2019, I think.
Okay, a couple years ago. It has good quality sound.
Oh, no. The CGI, I can't imagine how long that took to make that movie.
Okay.
I mean, very well done. You know me, not much for... current movies, how's that?
Okay, I got it. Back to Flash. So on Flash, the first shot you want to do is go, it's a cross playfield shot like skateboard.
I never even asked, is there a skill shot on this game?
No, this is the days before skill shots, George. Okay. We're talking like,
early
classic.
There was no skill shot
on
the other game either. But you could at least, should this game have a lane change on it?
It should, but it does not.
Because so where's your buddy Scott?
It's
or does
pre-lane
he not
change.
Touch Williams games?
No, he probably would. They add that. People can add that.
Okay.
I'm sure with software tweak, you could.
Okay.
So, a lot of people, and the way I got this game, this is not adjusted correctly. You shot the ball.
So you actually bought this game?
I bought this game.
How long have you owned this game?
4 months or so.
Oh, so this is a recent...
Have you talked
about this before?
No. I bought this at the show.
Oh, you bought this at Pintastic.
Yeah.
How did that escape me? But
because in the
I'm
back
not paying attention.
Whenever customers come up to me and say, hey, I want to get this game. If you ever find it, just buy it, and I want you to restore it. So I always in my mind of certain customers, and I remember...
So there was one for sale?
Yeah, and this customer wanted a Flash, and I saw it was a good candidate. I definitely paid up for it. Paid a little too much for it in its condition.
Right, but the guy wanted it, so what?
He wanted it, so I don't care. So I'm just going to do my thing, add my thing to it all, and it's fine. The back house was pretty well flaked, but as you can see, I touched up a crap load on there, and it presents
no,
well.
No, it's good. There's it presents well. That's the first...
I touched that up.
But there's a light there, that's why.
Right, and I touched that up. I touched that up in the black.
Good,
I also put in the little lightnings. That's not usually there. I put those flashes in the lightning. I did that. That wasn't there. Usually.
So that's a good ad. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can see animation in the red under his armpit.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's...
It's not, because that's flaked and that's flaked. I put red LED,
right.
Red LED,
okay.
Red LED.
So I right. Did, so, okay.
So I had to do a little modification
now,
to it.
Now, could you go to Kuz or somebody else? Does somebody make this backless?
You could. But this.
I'm
could,
not
this,
saying you're going to. I'm
no,
just saying you could
this,
if you want.
Well, put this way. The firepower guy had plenty of budget, and he said go
okay,
crazy.
So this one,
the Flash guy said, I want to try to keep it under a certain range if you can. So he's
okay.
A little more restrictive. So I didn't
right,
go.
But he can always later on if he wants to upgrade. He can upgrade.
I did very good job in this. I didn't go crazy. That game went crazy.
No, if
crazy.
I'm going to look at the two games, the firepower is stunning. This is a nice looking game.
Yeah.
But that game just. You can tell.
You can tell. Just,
you can tell there was no holes barred.
Exactly. Just fall.
It's like give me just. Stacks,
right.
and it'll look really good.
Exactly. Stacks, too. I like stacks. Good,
yep.
Good job,
Stacks. I think I might stacks. Start calling you that.
He could.
Stacks.
So I put blue LEDs. See, that one had red LEDs at the top, the lanes on the lanes. It says blue LEDs up there.
No, and you were saying earlier you got the
color changer.
Lights
in the saucer.
In the saucers. Okay, so here's another game. And again, everybody just chill out. I like lit bumpers on games, this is another game.
They'll light them up eventually,
right? But I like
you gotta,
them lit all the
you gotta,
time.
You got to do crap.
I'd rather see them flash
Me too.
Or turn colors.
I would
or
too.
Do somersaults.
Maybe they're worth more than the lit. We should do our homework.
So
on that.
This game, okay. So now I'm paying closer attention because I'm in front of it. So this has before skateball. This has got the across.
Yeah, cross playfield thing like skateball. This,
okay.
This guy. These guys were
okay,
early.
Okay.
These were cutting. This guy was cutting it.
Remember, I'm not always
edge.
Paying attention. I gotta talk
first
and
game
produce
with
and think
first
about.
First game
the
with
hell
background I'm... sound. Steve Ritchie insisted on background sound. He wanted this for.
And I knew that was gonna happen. Damn. What? Okay. We're talking again, and we're.
All right, do you notice the flippers, George? How the flippers feel versus that game?
I'll let you know the next time because I didn't really get to hit
you
it.
You get to hit, okay.
You really rub it in.
Yeah, I do.
Everybody
I try.
Knows I suck, okay? They don't need you reinforcing it at every turn.
I'm just here to help.
No, well, people have to start wondering. I'm off in the distance here, folks. I'll start yelling. But people have to start wondering why in God's name Dave even does a podcast with me. What am I bringing to the table other than a voice and some production value?
Production value.
Which,
no.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
you know,
brutal around here.
My goal is to make it to 100 episodes, but you're not really helping right now. Oh, I got one for you.
Sure.
And we're not allowed. Oh, I don't give a crap. So our good friend Canada,
yes,
or as some people
Canada.
Call him Canada, you know he's not any longer doing free podcasts.
He charges now.
Patreon man. Pay
wow!
Up.
Wow!
Pay
really?
Up.
George, we can do that eventually.
Oh yeah.
Everybody wants to hear us.
Okay. Other than your mother. Well, no.
No,
she might not even
do that. I don't think my family does not listen, unfortunately. They're missing a lot of good stuff. I've tried, but it's
so
like, you know.
That's a question. Hey, Grant, would you pay us $5 a month to listen to our crap?
If you give me a free shirt, he's saying. No. Hey, you know what? If you sign up, you get a shirt. You sign up for 3 months, and we give you a shirt. That's a good deal. Something like that.
Yeah.
Ooh, the spinner's tweaked.
I've
never done this well in this game. Of course, this is my first time really playtesting this game anyway.
So I have that particular spinner in my spinner
it.
Collection.
Give me an extra ball.
Is that a Williams spinner with the hand with the lightning ball?
Yes, it is. That's the one.
So I have one of those.
Yeah, it goes to
is
the
that
game. They made a crap load. They made 19,000 of these things.
Okay, so it's not very
look
good.
At the guy.
Somebody
look,
gave it to me.
Look at the guy's freaking fist there. He's holding that.
Somebody
see?
Gave it to me, so.
Oh, I get extra ball. Hold on a second.
Oh.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, this is great, folks.
Wow.
365,000 to 19. Stop it!
This is my first time playtesting this game for real, because it's all been done. I just finished it at midnight last night. And this brings me back to playing this game when I first did it at Fun and Games back in 79. I'm having the same feel. It feels just like home. You know? Well,
Dave might give me the chance to play it eventually.
I might, eventually. Two extra balls. That's a little bizarre.
So they weren't very innovative on the sound packages for these games, were they?
No, we're barely over chimes at this point.
I mean, these sounds all...
Oh, no, that's goes. A... All right, why do I have
you have another ball?
Yeah, why do I have another extra ball?
I'm not liking
that's
this.
A little
what
weird.
Did you do?
Oh, there we go. I stacked extra balls somehow. I don't know how
do
I
you have
that.
A threshold set?
Maybe that's what happened. Maybe the threshold is giving me extra balls instead. It's in George mode.
I know, I know.
It's George
this
mode.
This is the first time I've played it.
You'll like this, George.
I haven't done any game testing. That's why you're here,
guinea pig.
How did
I get another
so
extra ball?
So I can make fun of you and show everybody how good I am.
Right.
Do you want me to continue?
No, you're okay. You got it all.
Okay. God. Yeah, glutton for punishment, folks. That's me.
I have another extra ball. How did I get that? Maybe I didn't set this game up right. I don't know. This is weird. All right. Let's see if I get another extra ball. That should be it for extra balls, I think. How about, oh, I still multiply. I have multipliers, too. I get all the four at the top.
Yeah, what's going on here? I want to hit whatever you hit.
This game is a lot easier than that game, I'll tell you.
Well, you wouldn't know it by my game.
Wow. Not bad. I think I'm going to get the high score in this puppy. 488 on ball two.
Not bad for a play.
Stop.
George,
no
you
lane.
Inspire me, George.
No, yeah.
You inspire me to do better. So to speak. Okay. Oh, I'm so mean to George.
I don't like that I can't change the lanes. That's my only saving grace here. So the flip...
How
so
the flippers feel compared to the other game? What do you think?
I think they're... I didn't have a problem with either, but this play's pretty nice.
All right, so these flippers
No, stop. Damn.
These flippers are original... rebuilt flippers.
So you did the same thing in
both
games?
No, didn't. Two different things. That game has lower power.
Well, that game being Firepower.
Firepower. Firepower has lower...
New 90s mechs.
Correct. New 90s mechs, but still original power going to them. So it's tight, but it's still... You got to shoot a little early.
So is this the thing you want to tell me that John V
told
you to do?
Yeah. So... That game is plays tight, but the flippers have it could use a couple more volts of power... And you can shoot later. You have to shoot early on that a little bit because of that. This game here, it has old flipper style mechs that are rebuilt, but they're still kind of a little bit loosey goosey compared to a WPC. But what we did is we juiced up the voltage to them. So instead of 28 to 35, they're getting more like 40. And so John Day told me about a capacitor change out on the. The cap is more like, it's like having a really big deep cycle battery in your car versus a little wimpy battery in your car.
So instead of it being flip, it's got more juice.
More juice
so
left
it
in
can
it.
Be
it can
tap. More thrust and
yes.
It can go longer.
It can go longer, more thrust, more delta.
Wouldn't we all like to have that?
Exactly. We certainly would. Especially when you're thrusting. Certainly. Speaking of that, I should pull back this plunger.
Just stop. Don't get us in trouble. Don't get us in trouble.
Okay, George.
I just don't want to edit, okay?
Okay, gotcha.
I'm trying. Yeah, we're good on. You know,
we're subtle. It's subtle. It's very subtle. You have to read between the lines. We're still family friendly.
In lieu of cursing, we use
innuendo. Innuendo. That's all.
We're pretty good with innuendo.
Yeah, it takes more talent with innuendo than just like cursing. Cursing is like
Well, you always say, George, give me a clue. Because my innuendos sometimes tend to be a little bit more obscure than most.
Well, sometimes I have to speak George. I said, George, I need your secret decoder ring because I'm not quite getting what the George is saying. Right.
Well, I've been fairly succinct today. Oh, and
I didn't make high score.
Why do I even play?
It's 550 is the highest score by default. 516 I made. George made 10% of that, 53,000 points. And
One more time.
George, how often do you play pinball?
I told you.
Every night.
Every night. I try to play every night at least five games.
Five games. And George, ask me how much I play pinball.
You play none and you're much better than me. And everybody knows that. And they only listen because they know eventually that I'm going to get harpooned. It's just a matter of time. Can't be good at everything.
You can't.
And I've demonstrated over the course of the last couple shows that I'm pretty inept.
You got to know your strengths. Everybody's got their strengths.
So do you want to talk about toilets?
Toilets, yes. Katy Perry. You see my Katy Perry thing? What do you think
of
that?
What is that nightmare about? And I got to ask the question. Let me set it up first.
Kids and poop go together.
No,
come on,
let
George.
Let me set it up. Okay, so Dave sends me an email, and it's got the link to a Katy Perry concert. I guess she's on location in Vegas for, you know, a stint. And he's got it queued right to the point. And I only watched like 10 seconds of him. I'm like, okay, so she came out of a toilet. And my comment was, where's the poop? You didn't watch enough.
I said, George, you did not watch enough, did you? I said, George, you have not watched the video.
Right,
keep
and
watching.
What comes out? Two poops. First of all, why were you even who told you to watch? How?
How did
Are you a closet Katy Perry fan?
No, hell no.
I would say Russian Katy Perry. What the hell's that
no,
all about?
No, I listen to a lot of eclectic YouTube channels that I get all kinds of cool stuff from. So somebody pointed you
and said, hey, look at this.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look at this. And they did their thing with this.
Like, now, I didn't have the sound on.
You don't need the sound.
Right.
You don't even need it. No.
But why?
What's going Why?
Why? Well, a big red toilet.
Well, we've degenerated society so much so they're actually putting in your face, this is how much we think of your kids. We're throwing a toilet as entertainment and poop coming
but
out
of it.
But
she's a kid.
And some toilet.
No, she's got an older audience than kids.
Well.
She's been around for a while.
No, kids, I mean, like, young in the head, like, even the 20s and 30-year-olds, some of them are still.
Okay, well, we don't have to worry about getting rid of that part of our audience because we don't
Not all of you.
We don't have
any
audience.
Of them? None of them?
Audience starts at 35.
No, we have a couple 5 and 10-year-olds out there. The guy from, what's his name?
He doesn't listen. If he's still listening, the kid with Space Riders.
That one.
Is that the game?
Yeah, that guy.
Help me.
Yeah, I think that's close enough.
What's the Warren? Woody?
Warren
Zevon. But what was his name?
Rob Wargo.
No, we don't know who the guy is. Whoever the kid is. You think he still listens?
I heard Rob Wargo.
If you still listen.
It's grade A fresh.
Contact Dave. I'm sorry I forgot your name. We're going to play this again?
We should. In fact, sometime I have to play for you Rob Wargo, grade A fresh. You'll like this show. It's a good cable show from back in the day.
Okay.
Someday. Anyway, okay. So George.
I'm drinking more beer because this is really getting.
I need more beer too. So did you. You should actually compare flippers.
What are we drinking, by the way?
That is, it's lunch, main lunch.
Oh, I had that the other day.
You know where I get that from? Trader Joe's, $6 a bottle.
Funny you bring that price point up. Jim, my friend on Cape Cod, he said, oh, yeah, I see that in the store. I said, I'm curious. How much? $11.50 a bottle.
One. Wow. Wow.
I mean,
I got
if you
a
go,
deal.
If you go to Insane. Their, Janice has been a couple of times to buy me beer up in, where is it? Where L.L. Bean is.
Portland?
No, L.L. Bean. Wherever they are. Doesn't matter.
I know.
Freeport, Maine.
I know one that you can't get there from here. Go ahead.
Freeport, Maine. But if you go to the store, you know, where they make the beer, I think it's still $7 or $8 a thing. So they must buy a boatload of it.
I know when I get it on tap around here, it's like $11 for a tap for that stuff.
I have it at my brother-in-law's place. I'll pitch
him.
On
tap or no?
Yeah, on tap.
Okay.
$7 or $8.
That's not bad. That's cheap.
Well, that's at the steakhouse at Buckley's Great Steaks in Merrimack, New Hampshire. If you haven't been and you live in the Massachusetts or New Hampshire area, definitely go. Get the cowboy steak.
All right, how big is a cowboy steak and how much is it, George? $45 for 40 ounces?
It went up. So it went from 40 to 45.
Okay.
And it's a 25 ounce.
Oh, that's
it's
pretty,
more
that,
than
that
it's more
good.
Than a pound and a half.
Okay.
Oh no, it's what I call slab o' beef.
Okay, I can deal with that.
Get
some mushrooms with that too?
Oh no, it's all a la carte. I mean, come on.
No, can I buy mushrooms with that?
You can buy anything you want.
Because I like a nice medley of like mixed earthy mushrooms, you know, sautéed nice, and then on top of the steak.
Okay, enough.
Are you guys, is your mouth watering yet?
Everybody is sitting here
going, who wants a steak?
Hey, stop talking.
All right, stop, yeah, quit staking and start, well, no.
Come on, just start
stabbing.
I'm going to make another comment. I said earlier we're down in the basement with Dave.
Yes. Your mind's in the gutter with Dave.
No.
That's wrong.
The crap has grown.
What crap? Like the crap down here?
Every time I turn around, there's more stuff.
I know.
You're burying. And Grant's not going to like to hear this. Uh-oh. Grant, pay attention. You're burying that Rolling Stone. You better get that game going soon, because I see it buried behind it about 19 other things.
Yeah, it's called, like, I don't know. So many
hoarder?
No, it's so many things to so many customers to do in so little time, George. That's why these Williams games are killing me.
Is that on Discovery Channel? Who does the hoarder show? Because I'm going to contact them and
you
say,
should. Bring
and
by.
Say, well, if you walked into his house, it would look like any normal home. You know, nice and clean, you know, well kept. And
a
come
real
downstairs.
Hoarder has old newspapers flying everywhere. I don't have that going on.
No,
I just have nice, pretty boxes of pinball.
Well,
parts.
You have a lot of expensive stuff. I
lot,
give you that.
Yes. Oh,
but,
yeah.
Okay, so. No, don't.
For anybody selling a home in Londonderry, New Hampshire, or if you're a carpenter and want to build me a home or build me an addition, look me up because I'm in the market soon. We got to make this happen. I need to expand. I need to get my own exchange. The whole thing.
No, you need a lab.
I need a lab. I do need. I need something.
You need a. What's the commercial I've been seeing on TV? General Steel. You can buy a 40 by
General
60
Steel.
For $49,000. Yeah, the one thing they don't tell you is. It comes in about 900 boxes, and you got to put it together.
Oh, well, that's not going to work out as well.
Well, right, but it's 40 by 60. That's huge. I don't even know if that would satisfy you.
No, I think any more. Oh, you
I mean,
pain them.
You know, between down here and the storage unit, they've heard it all before.
What do you think of those flashing lightnings in the back of the back glass, George, that I put in there?
I like the whole game, Dave. This is a good game as well, and Again, never play.
It as best as a flash could be. I made it the best it could be.
It's a nice game. He's gonna be happy. Flippers are good. I'm not very good. I like the across the play field plunge because that's pretty unique. There aren't a lot of games that do that.
You can actually tell with this game. And game Superman he made is very similar with the drop targets, the moving value on the drop targets. See the moving value there? He did a Superman the same thing.
He does what?
Moving value on the drop targets. See, when you get the red one,
it's
worth lit targets for 3,000. You get the lit one. Superman's the same way. You get the lit targets worth more money.
Okay.
Either score 1,000 or 3,000 when lit.
I really would like to see the lane change function in this, though.
That would be nice. Be a lot easier. But you do get two and three times pretty easy in this game. It's pretty... You don't really need it. Let's go up there a couple times it happens.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3 gives you two times. There you go. There's two times. Get the 4, you get 3 times. First game with background sound, too. Kind of
Does it accelerate?
It does. Oh, yeah. It builds up tension.
So this is like hot dogging.
Or Meteor. All those games.
Okay, so I got the drop targets down.
I will say I'm not missing hot dogging that much. I'm glad because I let that go.
Well,
if I actually held on to that right now, I wonder if it would sell like more in this market. I bet you it would.
It's a rare game. I'm a skier, so.
For a nice hot dog, for a minty hot dog in George, what do you think? New play field, new clear coat of play field, all the bells and whistles in this market.
It's not a popular game, so that works against it.
Exactly.
I don't know, $4,000-$5,000 for a really nice game,
yeah.
Given the marketplace? I mean, often do you see them?
You don't. What are Medusa's going for? 7?
No, I saw some crappy ones going for like $3,000.
Yeah, see.
We've talked about this. I sold mine too cheap, and he was bitching. I'm like, you buy this game.
I had a guy bitching about a Fathom I sold him for $800 working, and he was bitching. But this was like, you know, about 10 years ago.
Right, but I'm saying this was a couple of years ago, too. But even so, I said, you will be able to move this game along. You won't lose any money. You might not make any money.
Right, but you're going to lose.
Right, and you're not going to find... How often... Again, we've talked about it. They don't come up often either.
Right.
Well, we're going to do a show on it. So, you're up. Yes or me?
No, that game was over.
Oh, I'm not even paying attention. We keep talking.
So, if you notice, like, you should actually flip this flipper in the ball and then go and flip in that one. I want to see you should just do one.
Okay.
Do a couple flips and then do a couple flips over here. I want you to see the difference between. It's two different things. This is actually, put it this way, the firepower is an awesome transmission with a weak engine. This is a strong engine and a weak transmission. the flash.
So, of course, everything starts going my way now that we're only exactly. doing the test. Of course.
Well, if you're doing well, keep going with it. I don't want to. Maybe because there's no pressure on you right now. That's why, see?
It's a well, as I was having this conversation with my wife the other day, I said, you know, it's one thing to just sit there and talk. It's a whole other thing when you're trying to say, okay, what's the next thing I'm going to say?
Right.
Is everything recording correct? And it's just, you know, hey, in an ideal world, but, you know, that's never going to happen. It'd be nice to have a producer.
Oh, yeah, exactly. They can take you then all I wouldn't that have shit. To do right. Just do your thing.
Right. Okay, so why is that lit? You get three.
Yeah, I know.
You get three bonuses in that feeder lane, the Italian bottom.
Yep.
Okay, so I played that. That play is really nice. So this one's on.
So this one. So now check out that flipper. Hit a ball with that one. Or just see what you do with it.
Oh yeah.
You also feel different.
Slow and sluggy.
Slow and sluggy, right?
Oh god, why can't you do that with the other? Why can't you make it like the other game? I'm sure if they had the originals in here, it would be. Probably well, even less powerful.
Well, here's the thing. See, like I said, firepower, I gave it a great transmission and a weak engine.
Right.
Flash is a weak transmission and a powerful engine.
Okay.
That's the difference.
You're going to have to speak into the mic to tell people that. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So basically, what I have going on here, the firepower is a strong transmission and a smaller engine. The flash has a big engine and a weak transmission. But out of those two, those combinations, George, you're saying you like the strong engine better.
If you took the flash flippers and put it in firepower, oh, man.
Okay, I could easily do that.
That would be... You can tell. I said sluggish. That's not the right word. They're just... You can tell the difference. It's noticeable.
And here's the thing. But see, so now what I'm going to do...
But they're both good. I mean, they both flip nice.
Well, check out... This is going to be better than... The firepower is going to be better than the flash, so I'm going to have a strong engine and a strong transmission if I do the mod in firepower. So that's going to be, you're going to really be able to nail.
So do you have to take out all the mech out of that and put all new mechs in?
No. I just got to change out either the power supply change out or a component of the
power
supply.
Oh, because you got all the new boards and then you got to figure it out.
I got to figure it out.
Okay, I'm on board with you. It took a little while, but I'm there. Anything else we need to talk about? I like it.
Which one do you like better if you had to choose between games for longevity? And look too.
Look, firepower. But I like them both. I'm partial to flash only because it reminds me of skateball with that across. But it's got the extra flip. It's like the reverse. It's like Bally came in and said, "That's pretty good. Why don't we do the same thing but flip it around?"
Yeah, change it.
They kind of changed it a little bit. There's differences, but
it is a little bit skateball.
It's got that feed to up top with the lanes. I think there's five lanes in skateball versus four. You don't have the upper target, but instead you have a feed, a different feed. So that's kind of redundant. I don't know if that's so great, but okay. But you got the extra flipper. The bank is in the same spot. There's a lot of similarities.
The bank has moved
down. So I like both. A tough call. Both are... You expanded my pinball knowledge. I don't know much about these, but now I do. I like them. We'll play them again. Somewhere.
So the other ones I have that I'm going to be doing up is a Alien Poker. You ever play that one?
Nope. I don't think so.
That's my favorite
one. Now, is that the one...
The aliens are playing poker. The back glass.
It's got the guys that kind of look like Attack from Mars.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, the back glass. Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
It's very kind of silly concept.
I know the game. I'm not sure I've ever played it.
Fun game. I'd say it looks going to look really nice next to firepower.
So these are going outbound.
These are going outbound.
So what's...
What's coming up?
Well, you're going to start doing some house calls, but...
Oh, house calls, definitely. But other in-house stuff...
You're going to have two spots open down.
Yeah, here. So... I'll say what I have to come in. I have right now. I have a Evil Knievel. I'm gonna be doing.
We've never done that game.
A Knight Rider.
We've never done that game.
A Centaur 1.
We've done that game.
A Centaur 2.
I'm not gonna comment on that.
An 8-Ball Deluxe.
We need to do that game different than when we delivered the one.
Okay.
Remember we did the road trip game.
Yes, this one.
Winnipesaukee.
And that was the 84 version. It's going to be the original 81
like
most
you have
desirable.
Upstairs.
Yeah, 80 most desirable.
Well, whether we
game.
Do We should do your game because your game's really nice.
Oh yeah, oops.
Yeah, but we can do yeah.
Yeah, it's yeah.
So we got some good things coming up.
And what else we got? Quicksilver, Nine Ball.
Oh, which was the one I said that we had not done Nine Ball. What were the
Flight 2000?
That was the other one we.
I want to put.
So we haven't done those two.
I have Sea Witch upstairs.
We did Quicksilver though.
We did. Okay, we didn't do Sea Witch though. Sea Witch is upstairs.
No, Sea Witch we have not done.
We should do that soon.
Well, we got some time still. I mean, we keep cramming these games in, and it's. I'm gonna start doing some mini episodes and trying to do a couple of different things, and we'll see if people like it or not. I'm always experimenting, but unless you have something else to say, I'm gonna say. That's another episode of the Classic Pinball Podcast. I'm here with Dave. I'm going to say happy flipping, folks.
Merry flipping and a happy 2022.
Yeah, well,
Dr. Dave signing off.
We don't know when this is going to come out.
All right, 2023. You know what? I say after all the BS is over, 2024 plus, we're going to be totally fine. That's what I know. Until then, it's iffy. But you know what? It's all about crushing internally, making it happen, man. That's all you got to do. Put on a happy face. Oh, anyway, George. And turn off the news.
Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off!
Asswipe, where'd you get that Sansucci amplifier?
I got it at Stereos and stuff, jag off, and it only cost me $9.99.
What a deal! For the amplifier and a tuner?
Yeah, that's not all, shitface. I also got an anti-static record cloth and two HLH Crowd Quadio Quattro Quirk 3000 speakers that you're drooling all over, scumbag.
Only $9.99? I must be some sort of Neanderthal for not having gone down to Stereos and stuff and got one already. I gotta fire off some money. Gotta get my head up. Sometimes.
If you've got your head up your ass about Stereos, come to Stereos and Such, located at the Bergen Shopping Mall.